Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
That's in just a minute. It's just not the heat and the lack of rain. The National Weather Service says 66 of Wisconsin's 72 counties issued air quality advisories yesterday. The alerts were issued due to the haze moving over Wisconsin from wildfires in Canada. The smoke can make it hard for young children, older adults, and other people with conditions that already make it tough to breathe. We're coming off another violent weekend in Milwaukee. Police say 13 people were shot. Three victims died, including a one-year-old little girl who police say was caught in the middle of an argument between two adults. 10 children have been murdered in Wisconsin's largest city so far this year. The number of kids being killed in Milwaukee has been on the uptick since 2020. Today is a big day for efforts to change the way Wisconsin state government shares money with local communities. Governor Evers is meeting with Republican legislative leaders. They, the Republicans, disagree whether the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu tells Upfront he wants local elected leaders to make that decision instead of voters. So does Governor Evers, who spoke to reporters last week.
I guess my preference would be that the Senate's position be adopted. But we've got lots of work to do yet.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans in the Assembly will not agree to a shared revenue bill unless Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are required to hold sales tax votes. Well, the governor and the legislature have less than a month to pass a new state budget. Advocates are pushing for extended postpartum health coverage through Medicaid. Mike Moen reports.
Through the American Rescue Plan, states have the option to extend Medicaid coverage for new mothers for up to a year after they give birth. To receive matching federal funds, states had to create their own program for this benefit. Dr. Jennifer Krupp of SSM Health says the current 60-day coverage window puts too many new mothers at risk for serious medical complications such as hypertension disorder.
When we only see them for 2 months because that's all the coverage they have, we really can't make sure that all of their needs are being met to control their blood pressure.
The proposed Wisconsin extension has bipartisan support, but it's unclear if it will be included in the Department of Human Services section of the budget. I'm Mike Moen.
Wisconsin's oldest Chinese restaurant is getting an honor and a $40,000 grant. The Cozy Inn in Janesville opened in 1922. It celebrated its 100th anniversary last year. The Cozy Inn's owners say they plan to use the money to restore its iconic neon sign. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Milwaukee police have arrested a 27-year-old man from Milwaukee in connection with the murder of a 1-year-old Saturday night. Zaire Nevels was shot while sitting inside of a car during a dispute among adults at around 8 that night. A fire at a multi-use building in Waukesha resulted in $20,000 worth of damage yesterday. No injuries were reported, and authorities are investigating the cause of the fire. A drone using thermal imaging was used by Racine County law enforcement when they looked for and found a Milwaukee man that had run off after a crash on the interstate early Friday. Before a taser was used on 36-year-old Terrence Mack, sheriff's deputies wanted him to follow commands.
Drop it!
Drop what?
Drop the stuff in your hands now! Drop it now!
A statement says Mack is facing several charges, including OWI, after rear-ending a semi on the interstate, then running off and hiding in nearby grass. The West Allis Police Department is still seeking assistance in locating a 64-year-old woman named Mary Jennings. She left her residence on West Greenfield Avenue Saturday afternoon. She has brown eyes and gray hair, but details about her clothing at the time of her disappearance are currently unknown. A 76-year-old man was killed in a crash in Waukesha yesterday. The incident took place at the intersection of Les Paul Parkway and West St. Paul Avenue. The driver of the other vehicle involved is cooperating with investigators. A tradition returns to Milwaukee this summer. Melissa Kay has more.
Milwaukee is bringing back its fireworks show this year, scheduled for July 3rd at Veterans Park. The 30-minute display is expected to bring around 100,000 people downtown. Park managers are asking folks to stay behind after the show to help with the cleanup process.
Bradford Beach and Lake Park are also considered good viewing locations. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Notice the haze in the sky? That's once again wildfire smoke originating from the fires in Canada and continues to put the state in unhealthy levels. An air quality alert has been extended as the highest concentrations are expected from the St. Croix Valley eastward into Green Bay. And temperatures are rising rapidly, once again into the low to mid-80s. However, the free AC is turned on with a north wind coming off of Lake Superior, keeping South Shore hometowns at highs in the low to mid-60s. A cold front is dropping through the state, bringing scattered showers and storms along with it. A tenth to a quarter inch of rainfall is likely and needed as the state is abnormally dry for this time of year. Tonight, scattered showers will continue southward through the state, and we will cool down into the 60s. Tomorrow, temperatures return to normal for this time of year, with highs in the 70s. Have a marvelous Monday and stay cool, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers wrap up the road trip tonight in Cincinnati. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew with a 5-1 win over the Reds, thanks to a 3-run homer by an infielder who was just called up from the minors a week ago.
One of the hottest hitters on the roster, Andrew Monasterio, gets a crack. And Monasterio goes out towards center. Back is Benson. Onto the warning track. It's over his head and gone!
Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. Monasterio's from Venezuela and was called up last week, his home run going deep to center field, sailing well over 400 feet.
When I hit the ball, I feel like I hit it pretty good. That's the farthest part of the ballpark. I'm glad they get it out.
So far, Monasterio's batting average is .412. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Just impressive, really. I mean, I didn't know he had a home run to center field in him. Honestly, that's a good blast for sure.
Adrian Hauser had his sinker ball working, got the win. Milwaukee remains a half game ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have won their last 5 in a row. The series with the Reds wraps up tonight in Cincinnati. NBA, the Heat beat the Nuggets in Denver 111-108 after the game. Nuggets head coach Michael Malone on what went wrong for Denver.
Now let's talk about effort. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. You know, and you guys probably thought I was just making up some storyline after game one when I said we didn't play well. We didn't play well.
The series now stands at one game apiece. Game 3 is Wednesday night in Miami. Over the weekend, the Milwaukee Bucks hired an assistant coach. It's Terry Stotts, who was the Bucks head coach back in 2007. NFL Packers OTAs resume tomorrow. Now, last night in Appleton, it was Donald Driver's annual charity softball game. The current players, the Stars, held on to beat Driver's team, the Legends, 12-11. Packers right guard John Runyon Jr. launched a home run that went over the left field suites, out of the park, behind Fox City Stadium.
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't even see it.
It's in the woods.
I had no idea. I knew it was gone.
Jordy Nelson was a co-captain for the Legends.
It feels good. It's always great to be back in Wisconsin. So we make a few trips every year. But, yeah, it's always fun.
James Jones was there, frustrated the former Packers players lost to the current team.
Man, hey, it's a competition. You think we want to get him bragging rights and all that? We don't want to get him no bragging rights, man, but they got us again today, man. So we'll be back.
The event raised over $250,000 for charities around Wisconsin. I asked Driver what his reaction was after Aaron Rodgers was traded to the New York Jets.
We were all surprised. But, I mean, we got to now put our love in Jordan and let Jordan go out there and do what he got to do.
Christian Watson was there as well and talked about getting to meet and play against former Packers like Driver, Jones, and Jordy Nelson.
It's amazing. I mean, like I said before, to be able to come out here and just have fun, have a good time and compete, you know, with guys who have been doing this before us, and it's for a great cause. I mean, there's nothing better we could have been doing today, and I had a great time.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome one, welcome all. This is Town Call on Civic Media Radio Network, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. Here, you are the star, you are the talent, you will drive the talking points of the day. Wisconsin is a beautiful, intelligent, diverse landscape of people across all demographics, and we want to explore what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. I am William Walter. You might know me from such esteemed programming as Wednesdays with Will on Dueling Tangents, or as the Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, an organization I have been with since being elected by the 5th Congressional District as a delegate to the 2020 National Convention, hosted in our hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, unfortunately virtually, but public safety is paramount. And I'm joined today by a bit of a familiar face to those on the network. Give a shout out to Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Will. I'm excited to join you on this endeavor that we are creating here with Town Call. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, folks may know me from a previous show, Dueling Tangents, which Will was holding down the fort last week. Appreciate that while I was out of town. But the executive producer here at Civic Media and working to, you know, create the best content that our local network can create here for our talk radio listeners across the state of Wisconsin. And I'm thrilled to join you for this noon hour. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to be doing the noon newscast. Our news director, Terry Bell, just finishing that up at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. And we're trying to bring more exciting and relevant information to our listeners. And that's including from the programming like Town Call and those extended news bits as well at the 8 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours. And so really excited on this new lineup that we have launched here at Civic Media today, and even more excited, Will, to join you on these airwaves.
The seat was hot, Luke, but the takes were always ice cold. You know how it be. We got Aaron on the board today. Aaron, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new Civic Media, more or less.
Yeah, we're having the Civic Media team is having a great time right now. Aaron just doing double duty as well. So I want to shout out Aaron, because he's just holding down the fort on that board. Aaron, I've been there before, man. I appreciate the work that you're doing today, and we would not be able to do this without you on the ones and twos.
Well, yeah, for sure. I am glad to be here. And also, I can't lie, I am looking forward to when our new producer for the Todd Albaugh show is trained, and I can dial it back just a touch.
There you go. But in the meantime, we do appreciate you stepping up and helping all the excellent production of the Civic Media content. But Will, let's tell the listeners a little bit more about what you and I are going to be doing here.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...
Conceptually, this show is focused on you. And when I say you, I don't mean you, Luke Mathers. I mean you, the great listeners and the audience of the people of Wisconsin. This is a great state, right? And a show like this thrives on audience participation and homegrown opinions. We want to hear the people of Wisconsin's thoughts on the breaking news of the day, the most important news of the week, whatever is going on in your neck of the woods, what is bothering you, what is badgering you. This is your platform to speak. This is your opportunity to be the star. Have you ever wanted to have your voice on radio? Are you like me, where you might have the voice for radio, but you don't necessarily have the face for television? Well, great. I got this opportunity for you. Swoop on in to Town Call. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about the most important issues of the day. And we're going to have a back and forth. We're hoping to really generate real organic conversations between potentially like-minded, potentially antagonistic viewpoints. Now, with that being said, keep it professional, right? There's a right way and there's a wrong way to tell me that I'm wrong. Luke is pretty good at this. I would appreciate it if you told me if you kept it polite. But we want to foster good, real engagement, and we want you to be able to make sure that the audience and the listeners in the state of Wisconsin know what you, the great citizen of Wisconsin, thinks about an issue. Luke, anything to chime in?
Yeah, I think that's just an extension of the greater mission that we have here at Civic Media. We want to be able to provide local content, that local dialogue for our listeners and for the state of Wisconsin as a whole. And so for some of you who may be tuning in today for the first time here on June 5th, that you're like, hey, this isn't the second hour of a program that I've previously listened to. You can still catch Tom Hartman here on the Civic Media Network. Tom is going to be broadcasting his show from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on our network. But we are focused on local Wisconsin content, and that is our goal here at Civic Media. That's why you just finished up before the news break at noon with As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere, the terrific show that they do from now 10 to noon, new time there. And following us from 1 to 3, we got the Todd Alba Show, the magnificent Todd Alba holding down the fort, going to have an excellent show for his first inaugural statewide show. Aaron, very familiar there with the Todd Alba Show as the producer in the morning. And as he noted, we are getting some members of the production team here trained up at Civic Media so that Aaron doesn't have to do double duty as often. But the striving for local programming, the local content that we want to share with our listeners and have our listeners share back with us their view. Because a lot of time, Will, we talk about echo chambers. And you hear of you only get your information from one area. We want to try to start to break down those barriers. We want to have a dialogue with our listeners and individuals around the state. And so Town Call is really going to be a format that we are going to strive to get as many differing views, having the discourse, as you said, politely, hopefully. Will, we don't want anybody, you know, really telling us they're yelling or anything like that, getting all angry and hot and bothered, but having a civil conversation about what's going on in our state. And so I'm
picturing, Luke, that we're hanging out in the cafeteria, right? It's 12:15. I just got a nice what was your favorite food back in high school? For daily lunch meals.
All of the daily lunch meals, I feel like, were so bad, honestly. I don't know.
I'm going to give a shot. Mid-90s babies will know what I'm talking about when I say the original Big Daddy's Pizza that we got in middle school before they changed the recipe. If you're a 90s kid like me, you're going to
Is that the one with the cheesy
about.
Bread crust kind of vibe? Or I can't remember. Ish. Yeah, the ish. I did always love, I think Tuesdays were spicy chicken sandwich days in the cafeteria. So if you got a spicy chicken sandwich, I think that would be my shout out.
All right. So Luke's got a spicy chicken sandwich. I'm enjoying a slice of Big Daddy pizza. We're hanging out at the lunch table with all of our best friends in the world. And we're having a conversation about whatever the topic of the day is, whether that is we'd like to keep it focused on politics, don't get me wrong, but perhaps a certain quarterback of the Green Bay Packers was just traded. You would like to give your opinion on that. Perhaps a certain coach of a well-known, well-regarded basketball team was recently let go. You want to give your opinion. We want to hear from you, the people of Wisconsin, and we want to know what you think about the most pressing issues of the day. But we want it to be friendly. We want to be creating a community. We want it to be respectful. I'm not saying you have to sit here and, yes, Luke, you made a very valid point, but I'm also telling you that keep it real, all right? Keep it real. We're trying to foster a community here. We're trying to open the discourse. We're trying to have discoursible conversations, as I like to say, behind the scenes when we're not on air, but keep that between us, maybe.
Number you could do that at, 844-967-2789. The lineup has changed, but that has not. 844-967-2789. And before we jump into our first couple topics that we're going to have this town call format around, I think it's also just important, Will, to lay out why Civic Media is getting invested in more local radio programming around the state of Wisconsin. Because it really is a platform that has seen some ebb and flows. We've seen a lot of consolidation. There's been a lot of corporatization of radio around not just Wisconsin, but around the entire world.
That's what I was going to note, particularly at the national stage. It's really difficult to stay well-connected and well-versed with your community when the only places that you're able to get information from are on the national stage.
Yeah, and so it is something that... Just using some of the numbers, because as you like to point out, you like to do your homework. I want to prove that even though I was on a little vacation over the last week away from the office, that
we'll
I could do
on
homework
that later
too.
In the show, Luke, yeah, well, I am proud of you. I am proud of you.
I'm proud of me too, Will. Thank you so much. I wanted to bring the numbers. I wanted to bring what talk radio as a platform is and why it's so important that we have a platform like Town Call here on Civic Media. And so. Earlier this year, and this is a couple months back now, but World Radio Day was back in February, Will. And
Feb 13th, I believe.
Yep. Pew Research put together a handful of statistics surrounding why radio is such a large broadcast medium. Why it's so important to have programs like Town Call and the network that Civic Media is putting together. Why it's important to have something like this here in Wisconsin. And about 8 in 10 Americans, 80% of Americans ages 12 and older listen to terrestrial radio in a given week. I don't know, Will, if there is a platform. Maybe television is slightly higher than that, but that's incredible. 8 in 10?
Not with the cord cutters anymore, Luke. Young people are quickly leaving. I'd have to see the numbers on social media as well. From a world perspective, you know, there's multiple billion users of Facebook, for example. But in terms of outreach in America, 83% of Americans 12 or older listen to radio. Now, that is down from 89% in 2019, but radio is still king. That's 83 out of 100 people. More than 8 out of 10 Americans listen to radio on any given week.
Yeah. And, I mean, as Pew likes to point out, the decline there a little bit from 2020 was not as many people were in their cars. And so the terrestrial radio, it's not commuting to work, does have a little bit of effect on that. But there's so many other, yeah, right? Did anything change all of a sudden? The way that we view public life and a lot of our institutions change? Yeah. But it's also important to point out that's why Civic Media is not just invested on just radio, terrestrial radio signals. We are a media company that is working to bring the content that we have and share it and disperse it in as many other ways as we can as well. So through the podcast, you can listen anytime on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can listen on social media. We're live right now on Civic Media's Facebook page. You can head over there. You can check us out, see the television version of what Will was describing earlier for his face. He does have a voice for radio, but you could be the judge of whether or not you like his mugshot.
That's how Luke is, like, politely tells me that I'm wrong without being rude. There's an example. For
I'm just saying there is a visual component for our listeners as well. Come on, Will. But we got a number of these other statistics that we're going to dive into about why it's so important to be invested in radio. And we're going to get to the topic of the day, topic du jour, Will, as well, coming up. But if you want to share a contribution with us here on Town Call, 844-967-2789.
Or if you're interested, please, we have a email set up and this will change, but for right now, reach out to towncallshow@gmail.com. We'd love to get you on the show, set you up for an episode, set you up for an entire day if you'd like to share something with us. We want to have you here again. This show is about you, the listeners and the people of Wisconsin. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to be able to get down to the nitty-gritty about what issues really matter to you and how we're able to platform those issues on a radio network that does cover the entire state, because Civic Media has done such a tremendous job expanding.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call. He's William Walter. I'm Luke Mathers. We're excited for this brand new show. Stay tuned with us, 844-967-2789.
We'll see you right after the break, folks.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7,
The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Davenport, Iowa report they found the three bodies they were looking for in the debris of a partially collapsed apartment building.
Had the good fortune of working through the process and giving some closure to some families.
An injured resident is now suing the building owner and others. Fighter jets over D.C. yesterday triggered a sonic boom.
The loud boom prompted multiple emergency calls and social media posts like this one from a Fairfax, Virginia couple that was startled when recording a song together.
CBS and Nicole D'Antonio, it was all because a business jet was unresponsive. It crashed in Virginia, all four on board dead. The U.S. Navy's released footage of a U.S. destroyer's close call with a Chinese ship. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it comes after two warplanes came close recently.
These incidents raise the risk of a possible accident and escalation between the two countries.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeastern Wisconsin. A 76-year-old man died in a Waukesha car crash yesterday. It happened at Les Paul Parkway and West St. Paul Avenue. Part of I-94 in Kenosha was shut down yesterday as police arrested a homicide suspect from Milwaukee. The high-risk traffic stop caused a temporary closure of northbound traffic for about 20 minutes. The number of shootings in Milwaukee continues to rise as police report 13 shooting incidents over the weekend. Three people, including a one-year-old, were killed. The summer celebration season in Racine's Monument Square started with a somber yet hopeful event Friday.
We are here to not only remember those that we've lost, but amplify the crisis that we do have in our city right now.
Nikita Hamer with Voices of Black Mothers United led the anti-gun violence event. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Start trading stocks on data instead of headlines. Go to stockcharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Start your free trial at stockcharts.com.
Ready to get your business the help it deserves? Find out if it qualifies for ERC assistance in less than 8 minutes. Up to $26,000 per employee could be waiting. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. That's GetRefunds.com.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Breaking all the rules, playing games with my hair. My love said I'm gone off the rails, but I know it's okay, 'cause I do it so well. I'm in my 20s, living reckless.
Welcome back to Town Call. It is Monday, June 1st, and it is launch day. I am so excited to be here with Luke Mathers, Aaron on the board, and joining us today for as my little personal guinea pig, let's say, Eric Rolholm, my great friend from our Wisconsin Revolution. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day. Thanks so much for having me. How are you doing?
I can't complain. It's a lovely Wisconsin almost summer. I'll call it summer. June is summer to me. So we're going to be going over our big debate topic of the day with Eric shortly. I just first want to refer back to the article we were discussing before the break on the popularity and just let's say just how universally dominant radio still is in public life. This Pew Research Center survey noted that nearly half of U.S. adults say they sometimes or often get their news from radio. This survey was conducted in the summer of 2022, noting that 47% of U.S. adults are getting their news from radio at some point, which has remained relatively constant in recent years. And in fact, 7% of U.S. adults say they prefer radio to other platforms for getting news. So we know that radio is still a powerhouse in the media industry, and we want to be able to provide that local, homegrown, organic Wisconsin radio to you.
Yeah, and that's a big part of why we are changing up the schedule a little bit here. There's a little bit of the shuffling of the deck. We appreciate you listening to Town Call here on Civic Media. You can give us a call 844-967-2789. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And Will, I do have to correct you. I was on vacation. Today's not June 1st, though, last time I checked.
I said June 5th.
Oh, I heard June 1st. My bad.
Did I misspeak? I was literally looking at my phone at the time because usually, you know, I love to give a shout out to the weather. Because
I forget what day it is when I'm on vacation, and I absolutely did that last week, but it sounded like first. If I'm correcting you without needed, my apologies.
Perhaps I misspoke, and I wish somebody would have corrected me sooner because now I feel ridiculous. But I was quite literally looking at my phone to get the temperature because, you know, I will always take an opportunity to, you know, throw myself a bone when we get a nice weather day after a hard 3 months of winter negotiations with Mother Nature.
Right. And the next statistic off of the Pew Research is an interesting one for me. Very eye-popping that most radio journalists feel highly connected to their audience. In the Center's 2020 survey of journalists, about 6 in 10 radio and podcast journalists, 59%, said they felt extremely or very connected to their listeners. That was significantly higher than the 45% of print journalists, 44% for TV journalists, and 43% of online journalists. So the engagement here, that's really what we're striving for as well with Town Call. We want engaged listeners contributing to the program. 844-967-2789. If you haven't already written down the number, make sure you do so. You can save it in your phone. You can just know Civic Media, boom, there you're calling us. But we want to be engaged with the listening audience. We want to have these conversations, and we're going to have some dialogue going on here at Town Call on a number of different topics. And as you pointed out, your friend Eric is joining us today to kick off this format.
I also have to note quick, Luke, the reverse side of the statistic you just gave is also incredibly beneficial towards radio. They asked if you feel, quote, little or not connected at all. Radio was down at only 10%, while print, TV, and online ranged between 16 and 19%. So radio is still the most effective and most efficient way to build a community with your listeners. And to all of our great listeners out there in the state of Wisconsin, we want you to be a part of our community. We want to hear what you have to say. We want you to call into Town Call. So we're going to jump into our meat and potatoes conversation of the day with Mr. Eric Rolholm. Eric, we're talking a Cap Times article on former state senator Kathy Bernier isn't finished fighting election denialism in Wisconsin. Luke, question of the day. How do we want to pose this? How would we like to get this conversation rolling? What is the discourse for today? That was correctly stated, by the way. It is a discourse as long as we're doing this on my show.
There you go. Well, my biggest thing when I saw this article is a question that I think we could ask both Eric and the listeners, is that it is an interesting perspective to take. Is it better to leave this form of public office? If you're saying that, okay, you're still going to take on election denialism, but you were a member of the state's state Senate. You were a part of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you decided to leave, not fight that battle in public life, but now going in to the private/nonprofit sector and going into that realm to wage this war on election denialism. And so is it better to stay and fight the fight in public life, or is it better to leave and go fight these battles about election denialism that we've seen, Wisconsin being the focal point of that? Wisconsin spent longer than any other state,
this is ground zero,
quote unquote, reviewing the 2020 election. And so I think it's an interesting question to ask, and we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Is it better for our public officials to continue to wage this fight when it comes to pushing back against election denialism in their official positions in the state Senate, the state assembly, anywhere in state government, in federal government? Or is it that they can try to get more done in the private sector? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
Perhaps, and I hate to jump in before you, Eric, but something that just screamed very realistic possibility when you were going over that, Luke, is accountability. We've talked about it in the past that a large percentage of the population would like to be able to do and say what they want without repercussions. And removing yourself from the scrutiny of public life to be able to do and say whatever you want behind the scenes seems like a pretty aggressive attempt to kind of, I don't want to say cover your tracks, but be able to do what you want to do without the public eye watching you. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think less accountability in the nonprofit private sphere is could be a contributor to that. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting topic for me. I love that you started off by talking about that Pew poll, because one of the things that's on my mind right away, I'm reminded of how the line sort of between campaigns, politics, and between government has sort of blurred. And that the internet has played a big role in that. But I'm reminded all the way back to when Newt Gingrich started to do his speeches in the U.S. House when they added cameras into the House of Representatives. So for the better part of 30 years or even more, there's been a big incentive for public officials to maybe be bombastic at times, and for the need for attention to sort of override the need for good policy and good governance. That's really where I see a lot of the stop the steal nonsense coming in. And I have a lot of respect for, just like former Senator Bernier, I have a lot of respect for our election clerks and the local officials who work on our elections. But in this case, it seems like she made a really intelligent decision to duck out of it. It is a little bit too little too late for the Republican Party as far as respecting democracy. You know, you hear a lot lately about the need to protect our democracy. But one of the really unfortunate things is that this attack on our democracy actually goes back even farther than Stop the Steal. You could argue it goes back to gerrymandering and Act 10 and some of the nonsense that happened in our state with Scott Walker. You could argue it goes back even further than that as well. So unfortunately, there's actually several decades of history of the GOP attacking our democracy bit by bit, whether that's by eliminating public financing of elections and letting corporate money really dump into our elections. It's where you see a lot of super PAC money funded by billionaires. That stuff has really eroded our discourse. It's really sowed a lot of confusion and distrust. And so acting like the GOP in any way is redeemable on this issue of democracy, I personally think is a little bit of a farce. They're on the record for decades, like I said, tearing down our democracy. So I think she made the right choice to get out and kind of stake an independent ground. Now, I would also say, where was she when gerrymandering was happening? Where was she when Citizens United was overturned? You know, it's a little bit too little too late, in my opinion.
I think something really interesting that you noted as well at the beginning, as three young people, we kind of grew up in the era of television going towards this route, but it reminds me of reality TV, except it's being used with politics instead. It's key. The most important aspect of a presentation is now, did you get your 10 to 15 to 30 second soundbite that can be blasted on social media that night, that can be blasted on whatever your preferred television program is? They are, a lot of what they're doing is performative, and it's designed to rile up anger either from their team or against their opposition. And that's just not healthy for the long-term success of a democracy. It's not sustainable. And we're seeing the results of this through, at the national level in particular, but we talked about how radio is still one of the most effective means of reaching the public. Look at some of the surveys on what individuals think of politicians in general in comparison to their elected official, right? The vast majority of American citizens despise elected officials. They have approval ratings sometimes below 20%, absurd. However, most people tend to like their elected official because their elected official is catering this personality to be someone who is a worker for your local area. They're getting their soundbite on why I'm doing great work for my people. And it's not my problem because my official is great. It's everybody else's problem. It comes back to accountability, right? You don't want to look yourself in the, you don't want to look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, well, we should have elected someone better. Instead, you want to blame it on somebody else. Why didn't they elect someone better?
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting diametrically opposed points when you have such negative rating of Congress or the U.S. Senate, the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate, and then everybody still, the incumbency factor, the incumbents get reelected, and so the people do
the same,
right,
people.
People do like to their politicians, and I think it's important to be able to say. I think it's interesting, Eric, that your stance is the right decision, but a little too late. I feel like we need more of our politicians to be able to continue to stay being politicians rather than leaving. And maybe Will, you hit on something. It's just the fact that they don't have to be held accountable to voters, and maybe she couldn't have been reelected. I don't know. We don't know that, but we do know that she left public life for a role now trying to push back on election denialism. And it's going to be an interesting journey to watch how an organization and organizations that are working on this across the state of Wisconsin and the country are going to be able to see success rather than having the individuals, because she herself is an election official. She was an election official in Chippewa Falls. And so having that kind of knowledge for our elected officials, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, I think would have been, if we had more people like Kathy Bernier that had that background elected to public life here in Wisconsin, we could have seen further pushback of this election denialism sooner rather than waiting to this point.
It's really interesting that you mention incumbency, and sorry to jump in. I hope I'm not cutting you off, Will. It's interesting that you mentioned incumbency. I really share your view there. I wish there were a space for conservative Republican politicians to run the Republican Party and be effective at protecting democracy. But so you mentioned incumbency, so that's existing politicians getting reelected. So there were only 10 members of the U.S. House of Representatives who voted to impeach Donald Trump over Stop the Steal. I'm not going to remember all 10 of their names off the top of my head. Almost all lost re-election. Either they decided not to run because they were being attacked so much by their own voters, or they were primaried out. This includes Jamie Herrera Butler, nominally a moderate Democrat from Washington, who was primaried out by a very far-right Republican, so far-right, in fact, that her longtime Republican district actually flipped to Democrat. Another good example is Adam Kinzinger in Illinois, someone who gained a lot of popularity for not only standing up for Trump, but also for his advocacy about Ukraine. And again, pushed straight out of his party. So as much as I am very supportive of politicians in both parties and all parties fighting for democracy and fighting to make our democracy more responsive to voters, unfortunately, it just doesn't seem like there's a place for that in the GOP right now. It's really too bad.
And I think gerrymandering has a lot to do with that as well. You touched on it, that if you're going to get primaried by someone either even more, let's say, extreme that caters to the voting demographic of your party, it's really, really hard to kind of keep that balance. So we're going to be right back after the break. We got one more segment for you on this inaugural episode of Town Call. Do you want to be like Eric? Please give us a call and you can be on the show for the rest of the week. We have a number of excellent ideas and discussions ready to come up. We'll see you right after the break.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 86. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Town Call this lovely Monday, June 5th. Luke, Monday, June 5th. That time I know I nailed it. This is Town Call, and we want to hear from you. What do you have to say? We got a couple callers on the line. We're going to go to you right now. Luke, who's calling in for us today?
Yeah, first up this afternoon, we got Jeannie and Eau Claire calling in. Jeannie, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Jeannie.
Hey, I'm so excited, guys. I got you on the radio, 93.5 FM. And it is heavenly. I just had to call and tell you how excited I was. This is a great thing for our side of the state. So keep up the great work. And, oh, man, I'm so excited. I turned on the radio, and there you guys were. So you guys have a great day, and thank you so much.
Absolutely, Jeannie. We appreciate
you
listening.
Thanks so much, Jeannie.
Yeah, we got on tap now in Eau Claire, 93.5, as Jeannie pointed out. That's also a huge aspect, Will, of what's going on today. We're not just shuffling up the lineup, making some changes there. We are introducing the civic media programming in four different cities, markets around the state. So up in Eau Claire, our friend Jeannie listening there on the dial. You can also now catch civic media in La Crosse, Racine, Kenosha, and I believe Hayward as well. So a lot of exciting things going on here at Civic Media. We're thrilled to be able to provide these platforms and these shows. And so, I mean, the biggest headline of the day, Town Call with William Walter and Luke Mathers, now from 12:15 to 1 every day. And then the other Civic Media news farther down the list.
But we touched on what matters, what's important.
Exactly.
And that's Town Call.
Exactly, exactly. We also got Mark from Prairie to Stack calling in. Mark, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, great to hear, Judy. I wonder if current denial, you talk about election denialism, isn't just the Republican nihilism toward democracy, I mean, that complete rejection of democracy itself, that I don't think they really believe in democracy at all anymore, that they're willing to do whatever it takes to win elections, and that in that they are kind of political bedfellows with fascists of World War II that also rejected democracy, that they're willing to do whatever it takes to win. And if it takes gerrymandering and rejection of democratic principles, that they're willing to go with that. So, I mean, maybe it's just a vagary of the English language where denialism and nihilism kind of, in this particular case, kind of line up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Mark.
Well, it reminds me of the David Frum quote. Remember, he was a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. This is an establishment conservative who said, quote, "If conservatives become convinced that they cannot win democratically, they will not abandon conservatism. They will reject democracy." And that's what your statement really reminded me of there. We got one more call on the line. We got Tom from West Allis. Tom, how are you doing on this lovely Monday, June 5th, Luke?
I am doing just wonderful. Thank you for taking my call. So far, I'm happy with your show. I was a little skeptical of the whole change, but I guess it's changed, and you just got to get used to that. And I've been liking what I'm hearing. One quick thing, and this is another critique about with the change here. You have, like, a different news going, and the for Southeastern Wisconsin News, it's all about shootings and gun violence. I'm like, is there anything else happening in Milwaukee other than that? Because if I wanted to hear that, I could listen to Fox. It's just my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I mean, we'd love to have some more positive news to bring you during the day. I guess I get reminded of the old quote, if it bleeds, it leads, particularly when related to print media. I took a course in college, actually, on truth in the media that noted that the vast majority of negative news stories outperform positive news stories. So it tends to be the avenue that is taken. But, Luke, I want to catch you up a little bit these last couple minutes. Before
and can
we
I
head
can I interject
today.
One thing there as well, Will?
Oh yes, of course, please.
Tom,
please.
So Tom is in the reshuffling. I'm going to be working a little bit more with the news team here at Civic Media, and I'm thrilled for that opportunity. I'm going to be working with the journalists that we have around the state of Wisconsin, and I will tell you, Tom, gun violence is a huge thing. It is a huge problem. It needs to be talked about. There's no doubting that. But I don't disagree with your sentiment, Tom, that there are other things out there, and we are in this process of expanding as a statewide radio network. We want to be able to provide that, and so we are working right now to build out the journalist team around the state. We are working to be able to be in these communities and deliver local news content to communities across the Civic Media Network. And I can tell you, Tom, one of my goals will be to make sure that we are covering more positive aspects of what's going on, not only in southeastern Wisconsin, but around the state. Several of the stories that have come out of St. Croix County lately have been with gun violence, but with officer-involved shootings, that the individuals with guns are not practicing them safely. There are individuals that this past weekend, a man was shot in St. Croix County for threatening a woman and two children, and he left the property and was shot by law enforcement officials. And that's another aspect of gun violence. And so gun violence is absolutely going to be covered. That is news. It is something that we as a state and as a society need to be talking about. But we hope to be able to provide more local content from programming to news coverage as well. But please, Will, do catch me up on what I meant. It's been a week. It's been a while.
Lot.
Yeah, I missed a lot.
It was a busy week. It's always a busy week in American politics. So we'll start with the debt ceiling, as we discussed extensively on Thursday. And Eric, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. We do only have a couple minutes, but the argument between Senator Bernie Sanders and Rep. Ilhan Omar, one voted yes, admitting that the debt ceiling bill was not anywhere close to enough. However, the catastrophic economic impact of rejecting it would be worse compared to Sanders, who said no, because the bill is, quote, totally unnecessary. The president has the authority and the ability to eliminate the debt ceiling today by invoking the 14th Amendment. This did not happen. Why is this the route that certain progressive politicians took while others took the opposing route?
Well, ultimately, at the end of the day, what's really frustrating to me is that we had a narrow majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives that were willing to take our economy to the brink. And in the pressure, there were a lot of different routes that different politicians recommended taking. I myself agreed with the Progressive Caucus and with Senator Sanders that invoking the 14th Amendment and not compromising with the Republicans to cut food aid, cut benefits, cut health care for hardworking people in our nation. Unfortunately, that was a very unnecessary step. This does, though, underscore the reality of why elections are so important at the congressional level, at the Senate level, even at the state and the local level, sometimes especially, because the reality is that if we had a majority of pro-people-powered, pro-democracy representatives in that chamber, we would not have been brought to this crisis in the first place. I think that's really important to remember.
100%, Eric. Couldn't agree more. So thank you so much for joining us today, Eric Rolholm. If you want to be like Eric, give us a call. We could have you on Town Call. We want to hear from you, the people of Wisconsin. This is your show. You are the star. I want to know what you think. Luke wants to know what you think. And we're going to find out tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday as we're here Monday through Friday, 12:15 to 1. This is Town Call. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, today. You have a great rest of your day.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alma Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.